This is Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G-sharp minor, played by Denis Matsuev on a Sony BMG CD called Unknown Rachmaninoff. In the years since he won the International Tchaikovsky Competition in 1998, Mr. Matsuev has been one of the world's most sought-after pianists, and this coming Sunday, February 21st, he will return to Carnegie Hall, where he last performed and was recorded in 2007, with a repertoire of Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky, and Rachmaninoff. And I'm very pleased to welcome Denis Matsuev to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
You're performing an all-Russian program. Now, I remember speaking to a Russian pianist who had a lot of problems because he wanted to play Bach, and everybody said, well, Russians have to play Russians.
when I go to the stage, I never thinking about would I play Russian music or not Russian? Of course, Tchaikovsky seasons, Rachmaninoff, some Etude Tableau, Prelude, Fugue, and Mussorgsky Kartinky exhibition, picturing exhibition. It's one of the, I love this piece very much. I play a lot of around the world, I'm recording this piece. And I think that this is program when I love.
Well, you're playing the music you love.
Yeah.
That's reasonable. How did you come to record a collection of the lesser-known works by Rachmaninoff? And are they really unknown?
Absolutely. I know only two pieces. First one is Suite, D minor, and second one is Fugue, mm-hmm. also D minor. This is student works of Rachmaninoff when he studied in Moscow Conservatory. I told you a wonderful, wonderful story. When I play a recital in Théâtre Champs-Élysées in Paris, it was 3 years ago, and after that, grandson of Rachmaninoff, Alexander Rachmaninoff, came in my dressing room and told, if you stop smoking, I give you some present. I don't smoke very much. Probably after the concert, I can smoke one cigarette maximum. And I told him, I stopped smoking. Where is my present? He told me, I give you two works of Rachmaninoff, unknown works. First was Suite and other one, Fugue. Please record this piece and Rachmaninoff piano in Lucerne, near the Lucerne. His Villa Sinar. Sinar is Serioja and Natasha Rachmaninoff.
He lived in exile, in
absolutely,
effect.
From 1929 until 1942, something like that. It's a beautiful place, fantastic house near the beautiful Lucerne Lake, and the piano is unbelievable.
So you got to play on his Steinway.
Absolutely.
And he was living there because he had left the Soviet Union. It was just not a place that he could feel comfortable composing in?
Oh, they lived there. He lived there every summer because, of course, view and all forest and the lake, of course, nostalgia about Russia.
So are you going to be playing some of that fugue for us? Or are you
yes,
playing
sure.
Something? That's the fugue in D minor. Now, would we recognize this as Rachmaninoff? Because you say this is a student work.
Exactly.
Is the Rachmaninoff style already
absolutely.
Present?
Two phrasing from exactly. From Music Moment, E minor. I play now.
Okay. Denis Matsuev playing an excerpt from the Fugue in D minor, which he has recorded as part of his Unknown Rachmaninoff collection for Sony BMG. Thank you. That was worth giving up smoking for, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Now, that doesn't sound like a Bach fugue, but it is structured like in the classic fugue form?
I don't think so. This is a Rachmaninoff fugue, but extremely, extremely difficult, virtuosic piece. And, of course, this is the language of Rachmaninoff, you see, and the harmony and the, some music phrasing and rhythmic and everything. This is Rachmaninoff, for sure.
And he wrote some of the most difficult pieces for piano there are. He was a pianist. What was he trying to do? Make your life miserable?
Oh,
was it because he could play them?
Absolutely. This is difficult questions. Of course, Rachmaninoff was incredible pianist. For me, he's number one.
Well, they say that you have to be at least 40 to master the third concerto.
Absolutely. This is
which you have recorded. You're not 40
yet. Yes, just half a year ago with Valery Gergiev and Mariinsky Orchestra.
That had been
and his new label, the Mariinsky label, is sensational. It's five nominations of Grammy in this year. And I play with Maestro Gergiev a lot of in this year. We have many tours in the United States also, next March and October.
One of the great thrills in my life is that I've interviewed Maestro Gergiev. And you can play with him, whether it's with the Mariinsky, the London Symphony.
Absolutely.
He guest conducts with a bunch of other symphonies, and it seems like every musician just adores him.
Yeah.
What is it? Is he different than other conductors?
Oh, his style, it's something special, because he conducted almost 250 concerts by year. He conducted a lot of, his manner is absolutely something special. He incredible power, passion, and the musical language is very, very close, very close for me. And we play with him also in New York Philharmonic in May, in the Stravinsky Festival. I play Capriccio of Stravinsky. And also we play with Berlin Philharmonic, Rachmaninoff, Rachmaninoff 3, many, many others. I'm very, very happy, man. I play with him a lot of because his temperament, his power, his musically is extraordinary.
What's the state of classical music in Russia these days? Because during the Soviet era, which you grew up in, it was state-supported. Now it's been left to drift on its own. I understand some of the better teachers and performers are leaving just because there just isn't enough interest. Is that true?
This is a very good question because, of course, it was big disaster 20 years ago when many professors and musicians, everybody left after Russia. And now situation is changed because many people back. And I have my festival. Name is Crescendo. It's new generation of Russian musician who left Russia 15 years ago. And now I invite many people about Crescendo.
That's in Siberia?
No. It's in Moscow, mm-hmm. St. Petersburg, Siberia. Yes, I was born there in Irkutsk near the famous Lake of Baikal. I have different festival there. Mm-hmm. Star on Baikal. Five festival and many famous Russian musician and orchestra came in my city. It's a Gergiev with Mariinsky, Temrikanov with St. Petersburg Philharmonic, it's Spivakov, Bashmet, Ballet of Bashoy, many famous musicians. But Crescendo is very important because new generation of Russia is still alive. Russian school is still alive. And it's a good victory, I think. So
parents still want their kids to learn how to play piano?
Parents?
Yes.
My parents.
Well, parents in general. There used to be a time when that was a part of, if you were not poor in the Soviet Union, there was always a piano in the house.
Yes, it's true. Absolutely.
You also play jazz, don't you?
Yes, it's my second love.
Now, a lot of classical musicians have a hard time with jazz because of the improvisatory part of that. Mastering that is very difficult, isn't it?
When I start beginning playing the piano when I was 3 years old, my father is my teacher. He's a fantastic composer and pianist too, and jazz player also. And I heard every day many recording of Oscar Peterson, Art Tatum, Gardner, and many others. And I like this one. I like improvise It's my second love. I told many, many people classical music is my wife and jazz is my lovers.
Well, the musicians that you named, Oscar Peterson, Errol Garner, I guess we could say Art Tatum, they had the kind of technique that many classical pianists would wish to have had.
Absolutely,
on their
that's
own.
True. Yes, exactly. And very important, improvisation. It's a, improvisation very big help me in classical music, because improvisation in interpretation on the stage in time of the concert, this is very important.
Well, there was a time when improvisation was a part of classical music. Bach improvised.
Absolutely, Mozart, I'm sure.
And why do you think that was lost?
That's a good question. Since Prokofiev, I think so. Prokofiev. But, of course, still life. Rodion Shchedrin is a fantastic composer. I recorded his fifth concerto with Gergiev just 2 months ago, and he's really, really great composer. But Prokofiev is last for me.
Mm. Well, you... So,
do I play some jazz?
If you wish, that would be
absolutely
wonderful. What would you play?
Jazz improvisation, I don't know.
Matsyev playing jazz. I wonder what Prokofiev or Rachmaninoff would say. He is with us to talk actually about a concert he will be performing on the 29th, which is this coming this coming Sunday at Carnegie Hall. Returning to Carnegie Hall because you have a CD out called Denis Matsyev, the Carnegie Hall Concert. One of the two CDs that have just been released recently, the other, The Unknown Rachmaninoff. We'll take a little break. Oh, by the way, if you want more information about tickets, we have no break, so that's great. Well, if you have want to know anything about getting tickets, you can check our show page at WNYC.org. You sat very differently at the piano when you were playing that than you did when you were playing the Rachmaninoff. I assume even your fingers are held differently, aren't they? How much of an adjustment do you have to make?
I don't know. It's a difficult question.
you just do it, obviously.
Yeah.
You won the International Tchaikovsky competition. Only a select group of pianists have won it, beginning, I guess, with Van Cliburn in 58. And then it's held once every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
And they don't always give a first prize. There have been second prizes only in 82, 94, and the last one, 2007.
Yeah, exactly.
So that must have been an amazingly difficult competition.
Absolutely. For me, it's not only for me. It's for many, many people, for many musicians. Only Tchaikovsky competition in Brussels, in Queen Elizabeth, and Clyburn competition, of course, in Texas, and probably, and of course, the competition of Chopin in Warsaw. Only after this victory in this competition, musician can have chance for career, for for life on the stage, because this is, situation is really, really a disaster in the world.
There are fewer fewer recitals today.
Absolutely, because many young and talented musicians can't speak, can't go to some producer, manager, agent. This is a really big problem. But of course, Chicago's competition for me, my life is absolutely changed when I won.
How many years in advance are you booked up?
Now, from here, about 3 years. Mm.
That's like an opera singer, but not too many classical musicians anymore.
This is true. Of course, now Tchaikovsky competition go a new level, because Maestro Gergiev is chairman of org committee in Tchaikovsky competition. He invited Mr. Rosinsky. He is the president of Clyburn competition. And I think that now will be big promotion for laureate, for people who won, and big chance for a new generation, because this is really important. When Clyburn won in Tchaikovsky, it was really big bomb, because you remember Cold War, everything. Khrushchev gave this prize, and competition was fantastic level from from that time. And next laureate will be Ashkenazi, John Ogden, Grigory Sokolov, Krainev, Pletnev, and many others who still alive, who still in the stage. It's good.
You played in Carnegie Hall 2007. That was the first time you played there?
Yes, I played with the orchestra before, but my first recital was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And that was recorded?
Yes. And the Sony RCA Red Seal, live from Carnegie Hall.
And what did you play?
And it was Schumann, Kinderszenen, Liszt, Hamol Sonata, and Prokofiev No. 7 and 5 encores.
So fewer Russians than you are doing now. This concert that's coming up on Sunday is all Russian, isn't it?
Yes, Tchaikovsky. Exactly. Rachmaninoff and Mussorgsky.
Yeah. When you play it here, our audiences, do they understand the music in the same way, do you think, that Russian audiences do?
Oh, audience, of course. Everywhere audience is different. I like all my audience. I like American audience. I like American orchestra. But situation when I go to the stage in America, I think that it's absolutely the same. Because for me, the better when I think that pianist and musician who go to the stage is provider between time. Mm. Composer who write this piece 100 years ago, and to the audience who sit in the hall. This is very important. I like American audience very, very much.
American audiences also like to hear different kinds of interpretations of the same pieces.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming that when you come to a piece, you think about how you can make it into something that is Denis Matsyev, not somebody else. Do you? Well, anyway, are you going to play something else for us?
Yes, sure.
What would you play?
Probably Barber of Seville.
Okay.
It's my transcription.
So that's your transcription. Does that mean you're thinking of composing, or?
It's not only my. It was 40 years ago. It was great Russian pianist Grigory Ginzburg. Mm-hmm. At his arrangement and me a little bit.
Do you use that as an encore piece?
Why not?
It's just wonderful. It's so
Thank
much
you.
Fun.
Thanks a lot.
And it's been a lot of fun talking with you. Denis Matsuyev is appearing at Carnegie Hall on Sunday the 21st, one night only. He will be performing Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, Tchaikovsky's Seasons, and the Rachmaninoff Etudes, Tableau Numbers 2 and 6, and the Prelude in G sharp minor, also Fugue in D minor, which you played for us earlier. It has been such a great pleasure having you here. By the way, I want to thank you. Irene Trudell and also Chase Culpon for their wonderful engineering of this segment.
Thank you very much.
We want to thank the Steinway people for the fabulous piano.
Fantastic.
And thank you.